Good morning. My name is Greg Frank. I'm the hearings officer. We'll be hearing the case before us this morning, which is 212-0011. It's a code case, City of Portland versus Julie Selby. The hearing was scheduled for today, which is Friday, May 18th, 2012, at 9 a.m. We received yesterday or the day before, I think it was yesterday, yes, May 17th, a request from Ms. Selby, which is marked as Exhibit 23, and she's requesting a second postponement of the above-referenced hearing, saying that her attorney is available to meet with her after May 17th, and so she wants the request to be after May 28th. I was reluctant upon receipt of this to reschedule a hearing because in her original request, she indicated she wanted a hearing after May 17th, and today being the 18th is in fact after May 17th. So I complied with her request, original request. She does not indicate that a specific attorney has been hired. She simply says she can't meet with an attorney, her attorney, until after the 17th. I am inclined not to reschedule this. However, there is no representative on behalf of the City of Portland here to present the case on behalf of the city, and with that in mind, either can find that the city has failed to carry their burden of proof because there's nothing at this point in time in the record, and I haven't admitted any of the evidence in the record or documents, or proceed to reschedule it at Ms. Selby's request. And I am going to do that. I will reschedule this hearing for May 30th, 2012 at 1:30, is that correct? Yes. At 1:30 p.m. I'm going to direct my clerk to make sure we do send a notice of hearing to both the city and Ms. Selby, and we'll add Ms. Selby's attorney if we find out the attorney's name. I want to make sure that's on the record that I was reluctant to reschedule this hearing in the first place today, and will be even more so reluctant to reschedule the hearing at a future date. We'll close the hearing for this at this point.